nigga. Me and Flex looking in the index for buff net niggas just for some hot butt sex. Mm.
This is an unpredictable. This is normally a very serious podcast. But occasionally we have a. We like to tell a joke or two, a couple of tales out of school.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah.
That kind of thing.
Well, this is the first time that Mark has been over since he went to jail.
Yeah, yeah. I was with Kelby before I went to jail. So
what happened?
Story time. So yeah. I leave Kelby's.
And make sure you got this so it could be evidence if you need it.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, we'll need it.
But yeah, so I left Kelby's house, went to a local bar, and I ran into one of my exes. And I was like, long time no see. Like, how you been? You're chilling with a bunch of like old classmates. Then we went to this place called Kicks. Didn't know what it was. I was just like, sure. Yeah. They asked me to go. I was like, all right. We get there. It's a country, like a country bar, like a dance hall. But it's like club because they didn't close till 2. Great time. Drinking. I didn't spend a lot of money. So I thought I was doing good. Wasn't fucked up. Only spent like $35. I was like, winning. Walked out the bar, walked her to her car. I'm at her door and we're talking. Cop walks up. Ma'am, are you okay? And so I'm like,
oh dear.
Yeah, yeah, something's not right. And she was like, yeah, I'm fine. Looked at me. You had anything to drink tonight? I was like, I had a drink, yeah. It's kind of a bar. I had a drink. He was like, just come with me real quick. I was like, oh, fuck, okay, whatever. Like, so we go up to the front by the car, like the cop cars, and he's asking me questions. They search me, and I'm like, yeah, so are we done? He was like, yeah, I don't think you're driving. You're not driving from here. I was like, that's cool. I got a friend down the road. I make a phone call. Yeah, we're not going to wait around for that. I was like, what? Yeah, can you put your hands behind your back here? You're going to go to jail tonight. I was like,
you're kidding me.
I was like, are you?
You're kidding me.
I was like,
are
you, is this? This is really happening right now. But it gets better.
What the fuck,
dude? It gets better because of the dude that got arrested, not with me, but we were in the same car, got arrested for PI, and he had a designated driver. She was out there like, I'm the DD. Like, what are you doing? Like, white dude named Juan.
White dude named Juan.
Like, gender.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I automatically don't trust him.
Like, dude, when they said his name, I just looked. I was like, your name's really Juan? He's like, yeah, Juan. I'm like, you're ginger, with blue eyes. Why?
That happens a lot, too. Did you know that Louis C.K. is Mexican? There is a contingent of people, Dutch, German, red-haired, blue-eyed people who moved to Mexico to be Mormons back in the 1800s. So there's a strong ginger bloodline in Mexico. It's fucked up, dude. It should not exist.
Yeah. No, I asked him that if he was like Mexican. No, just white. Just,
oh, he's not even Mexican. No. Well, that's cultural
like,
appropriation.
For real. Had a, like a normal last name. It was just like Juan.
You're not allowed to have that name, so.
I think it was like Juan Peters. It was like a normal name. It was just Juan. I was like, your name's really Juan. Okay.
That's fucked up.
But it was funny in the car on the way to the jail. They're like pulling up our records. And the other dude had a couple little minor things. And then the old man pulled up my name and saw a blank screen and just looked at the dude that arrested me like, you know you fucked up, right? Like for he just paused, looked at it, and then looked at his partner and was just like, you're an idiot. Like, I was like, yeah, you are. But I got it all taken care of. Jail food's garbage, obviously.
So wait, hold on. Let's back this story up for a second. So that's I'm talking out of my ass because I did go to law school. I have 5 law degrees, but this one somehow missed me. Isn't that wrongful arrest? Can't you sue me for that?
Technically, but see the thing about it, I got charged with a PI. So the only grounds that go on a PI if the officer feels that the person is in danger of like endangering themselves or others. So, and that's literally what he put on the report. Like, I got it thrown out. Like, as soon as the judge read the report, she was like, he was in danger of himself and others. That's it. Hmm. She was like, yeah, okay, we're going to take care of this. Like, so, I mean, it worked out fine. It just, that whole night, I was just like, I couldn't sleep. I was like, I wish I'd have been fucked up. Probably would have just got some food and crashed. Like, you know. Yeah. It's weird, though, because, like, yeah. There are no clocks. Yeah. You can't see a clock anywhere.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah. So like you yeah, you get your time gets fucked up. So you don't know what time it is.
How long have I been in here?
Yeah, like I had fell asleep. I got moved to a different tank. Fell asleep like 2-3 times. I'm like, it had to have been at least like 4 or 5 hours, like in sleep. It was like an hour. Like, you know, and it's like, yeah. Fuck. Jesus. And then all the COs are assholes. They just have this like, you're some shit. Like I'm like, bro, I hope I don't ever build your house. I'm going to take a shit in the empty space in your cabinets so you can find it.
Doing upper decker. Just leaving an upper decker.
I'm telling you, right? Yeah. So I can leave it in there. What I got arrested for is I stuck out at the country club. I was not dressed to go out like that. I had some high tops on, some joggers, a white tee with a black jacket. And he saw me walking this little white girl out. Thinking something else. I'm like, little did you know. Like, you know, because I came to that conclusion when the first sentence is, ma'am, are you okay? Are you okay?
Right.
Like, what do you mean? Like,
right.
That's weird.
Well, I have an important question. Have you ended up fucking her?
No, we dated for like 3 years back in the day.
Oh, this is a girlfriend. Like, okay. Like, so you did fuck her.
Not that night. We fucked though, yeah. Like, okay, like,
that's all
yeah,
I was
working on it.
I was trying. I was low key, like, I was just like, that's what I was working on. I was like, so, like, we're going to, like, I pull up to your spot, like, you know, you're I'm okay, like working man, on that.
She
like,
will be just fine.
Like, like, I'm trying to work it. She feeling it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, this is going great. Like, we're in here. Man, are you okay? I'm like, bro, I'm the third row from the door. Like, you had to walk a little bit to come out here. Like, you came for me. Like, it's okay though. It's all. It's not okay, but I mean, well, I don't have no choice. So
I don't know. I don't know if that's okay.
But. Well, it's definitely not. But
not much you can do about it now. Sorry to hear that. That sucks. But hey, on the bright side, you got to watch Ninja Scroll and hang out. I'm not sure what that has to do with being arrested. I was just trying to lighten the mood. But
well, to do a little fun fact to lighten the mood, since COVID, judges come in on weekends, so I was able to get out on a Sunday. Like,
yeah,
so that was actually kind of convenient.
We're actually taking people to law school right now a little bit. Anything happens to you, one, you could have just said no, I'm not going. I found that out talking to another cop. Like, he was like, he can't arrest you. Should just be like, no. And I was like, well, see, Marcus has a good history with the police of being like cooperative and like, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, getting out of trouble.
Usually works.
And it usually works. Doesn't
matter. Like, it usually gets me off. Like, but
I was going to say, I think the last time, I think I heard the podcast that you did with Kelby and there was some kind of fight going on.
Oh, yeah.
And you were throwing somebody on a car and you were like, just going crazy because I don't know why there was somebody said something to upset you.
Was that Southbound?
So you don't get arrested for that.
Southbound, yeah.
Yeah, that was Southbound.
Southbound. The bad part is I had nothing to do with that brawl. Just my friend happened to hop in it. So I was like, I guess I'm fighting now. And then you had some fun with it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Good times, better times.
Yeah. Whenever my friends get into brawls, I just say, cut it out. I say, cut it out right now.
It works.
Yeah.
I need friends like you.
I say, hey, fellas, stop it. Come on.
Stop it.
And then everybody hugs it out.
Yeah, that sounds
great.
That's not how that went down at all, though.
Oh, and when you're in jail, play stupid. Everything that anybody asks you, be like, I don't even know where I am. Because.
Yep.
The paperwork went up to the courthouse to see what had to be done to get the shit thrown out or whatever, they were like, well, yeah, he's going to have to write a, what'd they call it?
Written plea for, like, to change it. I forgot. It was like a motion of change. Change your plea.
Yeah, motion to change plea. I was like, well, I mean, they just, he hasn't had a court date or anything yet. They were like, he has a guilty verdict in here. I was nigga pled guilty?
No, there was no contest, is what I did. But basically,
what's weird about when Kelby went to jail is that he joined a white supremacist gang like in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
He didn't even have to. He didn't even have to. Like, he went up, he started asking around. Mm-hmm. He like found the closest honkies he could, and he was like, hey, can you guys sex me in? And they were like, yeah, I guess.
I was just trying.
I remember that, because when he came in that like weekday after, he was walking a little funny, and I was like, hey, dude, what happened? He's like, I went to jail. I was like, yeah, why are you walking like that? Like, what happened? Like, then he told me the great story, and I was just like, well.
What are those lightning bolts on your face?
Oh my goodness.
Oh, Kelby. How are you recording this? I gotta know.
With a microphone? What do you mean?
Are you gonna pick up my echo on the microphone?
No. We're sharing headphones. We're sitting in. I'm sitting in Marcus's lap.
I'm holding him, just calmly rocking him like a small child,
cradling him like Mother Mary and Jesus, or that picture of Jesus with the lamb. That's the one.
Yeah,
Kelby's a little lamb.
I'm the lamb because I'm white as snow.
Oh man!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Agitator Podcast. My name is J. David Osborne. That's Kelby Losak. And that is Marcus. What's up, man?
Hey, man.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Of course, of course.
We are going to talk about 1993's Ninja Scroll today in anime. It's got a lot of weird shit in it. It's kind of a classic. A lot of people say it's a go-to anime because of its gore, violent sex. What did y'all think of this movie? What were your impressions?
A lot of fight scenes. No real plot. It was just kind of like individual things going on that just made up a movie.
That's so crazy, too, because it's based on this, like, sort of inspired by this novel that has a super complicated plot. So I'm not really sure how it's based on that novel. But I was reading how it's inspired by, like, spy movies. I was like, I can kind of get that. Mm-hmm. Just set up for like different action scenes, basically. Mm-hmm. In that way, it was really, really tight. I can see how it's a classic. I mean, even not just appreciating it as a classic, like it has some bomb ass fight scenes in it. So I was just like, this is cool. With the name like Ninja Scroll, I thought there was going to be more to it. But I was just like, once he got to like the bee, the hornet dude, I was like, I think. Yeah, this is just like Mortal Kombat, the anime, and I fuck with it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'll give it that. For being as old as it is, like, you could still watch it today and put it on, and nobody would notice the age. Like, you can tell the animation's a little older, but you couldn't tell it was from 93. Like, just in general, it's edgy compared to, say, more modern animes. But, fight scenes and everything, it's really some good work with that, like, for being at that time.
Yeah, you mentioned the animation style. I thought it was interesting. Everybody had this huge Jay Leno chin. Mm-hmm. And it was like the more badass a character got, the bigger their chin was. Yeah. Until you got to Gemma, who just had like the king of all butt chins. But like, so I thought that was really interesting, kind of the oblong weird looking faces on people. Even the women had very strong chins. Mm-hmm. In this movie, you know, normally when you watch an anime, you want to feel a special connection to the female characters, so you can, you know, get them printed on a pillow and hang out with them at night and things like that. But in this one, they were a bit mannish, right? Everybody was a bit man. Like, I don't know if you noticed, but there's a scene there towards the end where Kagura, the female lead, she has to have sex with Junpei, who's our hero, because he's been poisoned and her body's made out of poison. So the only way to cure the poison is for them to, you know, make love. And She like takes her clothes off, and I was like, damn, she's got some like Brad Pitt in Fight Club shoulders, you know? Like, it's a very muscular form.
He's like, damn.
She was fine until she took off the robes.
Dude looks like a lady. Or a lady looks like a dude.
I'll give that because, like, besides the body, like, face, there's no difference between, like, the male faces and the female faces. So you just, you don't know. You can look at the body, obviously, but no, that everybody, super strong chin. Reminded me of Dragon Ball with the super sharp edges on everything.
Yeah.
Like, and I guess if I'm going to compare it to Dragon Ball, it's later in the original one. Like, the original one, Goku's still a kid. Mm-hmm. Later, when he's starting to grow up, because at first it was still rounded and, you know, like, pudgy almost looking.
It was after this movie that the Dragon Ball and all that shit kind of started having that those sharp edges and everything to them.
I could definitely see how it set that standard. Because, I mean, that's still held to this day, even brand new animes. Everything's sharp. The chins are sharp. The shoulders are sharp. Everything is those lines.
What was y'all's favorite fight scene?
At the very beginning, where he, like, kind of introduces him, and he fights those two guys. Oh, and, like, one of them had a barrel in his, like, hand. That, to me, I was just like, what? So, what just happened? That's pretty cool. Like, if I had a barrel in my fucking hand, that'd be pretty good.
Yeah, he was like a midget. And he, like, flies out of the suit and everything.
I like that one. Yeah. Yeah, that one was good. I like the guy who had the wasps in his back. I thought that was pretty fucked up. I like all these. This kind of period of anime was really good for having people with fucked up body designs. Like, I don't know if y'all have seen Wicked City. Wicked City had the spider lady who had teeth on her vagina.
Yeah.
This one has the bee guy and the snake lady, where, like, the snake comes out of her pussy and bites that lady on the leg. I don't know. Okay, so my favorite fights... Oh, by the way, for listeners, just to do our due diligence, Ninja Scroll is a movie about a guy who is a ninja. There's very few scrolls in this movie. There's lots of ninjas. But he basically is enlisted by a little imp guy to help him take on this clan of 8 demon ninjas who have some kind of scheme to steal gold so they can become the shogun of the dark. It's really not important.
Is that what it was about?
It's all, yeah. It's like it's all a very loose clothes hanger to put the fight scenes on. Like, it doesn't. None of it really matters. So, if you want the long and short, I mean, go watch the movie. It's awesome. But, like, you know, the long and short of it is it's ninja fight scenes with, like, fucked up. There's, like, a guy who's made out of rock who loves raping people. There's a guy with wasps that come out of his back. There's a dude who, like, comes out of shadows. I thought that dude was pretty
dope.
Dude was tight. He has, like, a retractable claw shooter thing, and he comes out of the shadows and grabs people, which is actually, like, the way that Junpei killed him was really funny, because he just, like, he did that thing that, like, I would always fuck with my little brother. If he wanted something, he'd be trying to pull it out of my hand, and then you just kind of, like, let it go, and then my brother would go flying. And, like, that's how Junpei kills this thing. Like, he's trying to grab his sword, and he just, like, lets it go. And it fucking stabs the dude. Like, God, that seemed a little easy. But, no, I, like, so that was a long ramble to get to my favorite fight scene, which is the one at the end when Junpei is fighting Gemma, who's an old enemy of his who can regenerate parts of his body. And he just starts, like, he's way outmatched. And he just starts, like, bashing his head into the bad guy's head over and over again. I thought that was so dope.
Yeah. He's like, I'm just going to come back. And he just, like, headbutts him again. And then the ship is on fire. And he, like the gold is melting or something.
Yeah, the gold is melting, but somehow not melting the ship itself, right? So the ship is not being affected by the molten gold. But
that makes sense.
Yeah, that's anime logic for you.
Yeah,
it's science.
Yeah. 100%. They thought about that one real deep.
It's ninja gold.
Yeah. So the bad guy can't be killed. So the solution to how he dies is that they're on this flaming ship that's full of gold bullion, and that melts, and then he kind of falls into it, and then climbs out, and he's like, "Ah, I'm gonna fucking kill you," but then he gets hit with more gold. So it's another one of those kind of endings that I usually don't like, where I like it when the good guy is actually able to beat the bad guy through, like, strength or technique or whatever. But usually in anime and sometimes in American action movies, they make the bad guy so overpowered that the only logical way you can win is to cheat, mm-hmm. right? To like Indiana Jones that shit and just shoot him with a gun or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, that's the headbutt was my favorite for sure.
Well, I think what you're saying, like the plot armor, the most like I guess the good guys in anime have, because you'll watch an anime, and, no. You're dead. And then somehow they, like you said, some Indiana Jones shit, and I won, and no, you didn't. You look at your main character.
So this film won a ton of awards.
It's because of titties.
It won the award. Won the Academy Award for Best Titties.
It won the Academy, yeah, it won the Academy
Award. It changed hentai forever.
It made hentai a thing.
Possibly. I'm not that old.
I think I watched this movie a long time ago when I was a kid. I would rent all these movies so I could beat off to the sex parts. And it was always weird because, like, the sex scenes were usually rape. Mm-hmm. So you had to kind of had to, you know, work your way around that.
Kind of had to, like, turn it all the way up and really
turn it way up. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Which is, you know, how I became the guy I am today. It's kind of my origin story. That's from my
beating
that's
off my Joker origin story. It's a great way.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There was one where it was like a chick is an alien and she comes to Earth, but she's like also a dude. And you know, Blockbuster rentals were not cheap. You know?
No.
I had this movie and I had it for a few days, and I wasn't going to get a new movie for a few days, so I had to make it work. You know, so I'm really good at like pretending.
I see.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like this will work. This will work for me. So this movie definitely has rape aspects to it. There's a big stone guy who it is so funny. Man, I was watching that, and he grabbed Kagura, the female character, and he was like just sucking the titty like really hard, like full, just his whole mouth was around the titty. I was like, that's how I do it too. That's
exactly how I do it. I was sure going to say that, like street facts, like just the whole thing,
well, devoured. He seems to know what he's doing. I don't get why he has to force himself on.
Exactly, a big guy like made out of stone,
right?
Come on,
he's strong.
Sensitive. He's obviously sensitive because he likes privacy. He tries to kick out because Junpei comes in and saves her, even though she didn't really need saving, because if anybody who touches her gets poisoned, because she's also made out of poison, which is like, that's got to be saying something about how the writers of either the book or the anime feel about women in general, right? It's like women are poison, you know. I thought that was a pretty interesting
statement. And snakes. We've got poison and snakes.
Yep.
Yeah. I just wasn't prepared for that little turn. Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't prepared. I'm good.
It's not that much of a turn on this show. It's kind of a through line theme.
Yeah, no. This show is it's pretty lighthearted. We like to keep it, you know, fun and loose. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So overall impressions of the movie. How many stars would you guys give this movie?
3.7.
3.7 out of five or ten.
out of ten, I'd be appreciative.
I was gonna say, damn, I thought you liked it. Okay.
It's great for fight scenes. That's about it.
The fight scenes are really good, though. I'd give it I'm really generous with movies when I really like them. I'm extreme. Like, this was garbage or this was awesome. So I'd probably give it, yeah, like 4.5 ninja stars.
Yeah, 4.5. Oh, I like that, ninja stars. Yeah, I'm also kind of a love it or hate it guy, so I think 4 sounds about right, because it's just a showcase, right, for the fight scenes, which is fine, but I kind of wish that we got more fight scenes then, you know, because like there's a part towards the end where there's a whole army of ninjas that he has to fight, and they do this kind of cheap thing where you just see everybody like cut up and like blood spewing everywhere, but you don't see the action.
Oh yeah,
and like that's where it loses. Yeah, that's where it loses a star for me, because you can't set up a final, in like huge ninja fight and then like pussy out at the very end and be like, oh, we're over budget. You know, our animators haven't seen their families in 3 weeks. Like, they have to, like, fuck that. No, put your head down and finish the anime.
Work on the fight scene. Well, it was originally supposed to be a 2 45-minute, like, miniseries type of thing. And then they just scratched that idea and smashed them together. So that's why you kind of get, like, a climactic battle in the middle of the movie with, what was that dude? Was it the deaf dude? That's about the middle of the movie. Or not the deaf dude, the blind dude.
The blind, that fight was so dope, though.
Yeah.
Like, that fight was badass.
And that's why it's so, like,
I thought that was really
well climactic and heavy, is because that was supposed to be the end of, like, the first part, basically.
And then they got lazy on the second part.
They're like, we got to figure out a way to just wrap this shit up. No, the blind dude fight was amazing. I love how that ended, too, where she, like, threw her little pig sticker, like, through the bamboo to block the shot. That was so good. It was well choreographed. Like, you understood what was happening, even though it was happening really
fast. That's something, you know? I'm really appreciating about anime and manga, is when you can tell where the characters are. Like, that's a big, like a subtle thing from, like, one of those technical things that you don't think about watching it until you see one done really well. Like, reading Berserk or watching something like this, like, you can tell where the characters are at all times. And it makes for, like, it makes the fight scenes more involved because you're aware of what's going on, even with, like, the frenetic pace of it and everything.
You know what would have been really funny is if he led him into the bamboo. And as soon as they got into the bamboo, that fool just, like, ran headfirst into a bamboo tree. And he was like, oh, he's like, you got me. I am blind. Because he says this line, he's like, oh, you brought me in here because I'm blind. And it's like, yeah, fool, you can't hear the trees. What are you talking about?
Little do you know, I've heard the movie Daredevil starring Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
So I know I have super hearing.
I'm the original Daredevil, but Japanese.
Yeah, it was a cool fight, though. I mean, I like when they do that kind of goofy shit where it's like, this guy has no arms and no legs, and he's a fucking master. He, like, puts a blade in his mouth and starts breakdancing, like, spinning the blade around and shit. But there's always someone like that. It's like, oh, how is this going to fuck?
Every anime, there's one person that doesn't make any sense. It's like, he has no arms. He's the greatest boxer that ever lived. No, he's not. Like, no, he's not.
That's not how that works. Like, you know how? So there's always the old weirdo who, like, tricks the main character too.
Mm-hmm.
And in this one, he poisons him and is like, now you're gonna have to do what I want because I have the antidote. Blah blah blah, and. Okay, it's already a movie, like, tinged with, you know, classic 90s sexism, homophobia, and whatever. And
I think I see where you're going,
like,
with this.
It's got, you know, it's willing to go there with, like, the rape stuff. He should have just been like, old man, I will rape you in the ass if you do not give me the antidote.
That's not where I thought you were going at all. I thought you were gonna say that the antidote was in his cum and he was gonna make him suck it out.
Oh yeah,
which would have been
hilarious. That would have been awesome. That would have been so funny.
It would have been funny if he was like, if you want the antidote, you're gonna have to work for it. And then Junpei, like, gets down on his knees and the old man unzips his fly. Because even though he's wearing a kimono, he's still got a fly.
Yeah, you hear a zipper.
And then Junpei starts to, like, go for it. And he's like, stop, I'm not gay. Dude, oh, I can't believe this guy was about to suck my dick. What a bag.
And then he just holds up a little vial that he was storing. Yeah. This is the antidote.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that would have been much better. That would have been a 5-star movie. If that had happened.
That'd have been an awkward ass scene. It's like, no, this is that. It's like, you were really finna do that.
All right, let me ask you guys this. If somebody poisoned you and the antidote was in their cum,
I'm dying.
Would you suck
them? I'm dying.
Yes.
100%.
You're dying. You're gonna die.
Yes, I'm dying. I think it's better. It's a better story.
It's a better story.
He was so headstrong that he wouldn't give in. Now, Kelby's going to say the opposite, and I'm like, we're going to be 90. I'm like, remember that time you almost died? You sucked that dude's dick to live? Like, you have to live with that the rest of your life. Like,
no, no.
You'll never win a roast session again. You'll never win.
I have a son and a friend who will not let me live it down. So I just cannot.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be able to look my son in the eyes and be like, the reason your daddy's still alive today.
So I win. I gave that nigga the guac guac. Yeah, no, I think I'm gonna die. I'm gonna do some like heroic last thing right before I die, so the story's still good, and then just die. Yeah, it's fine.
It's like, why did he run off and save that random village right before he went out? It's like,
story. That's why
he knew he was gonna die. There was no other option.
Yeah, do something crazy before.
Well, it's good to know. That was a test.
What's your answer? You didn't answer.
Yeah.
Of course I wouldn't.
Are you sure?
You don't seem too confident
with that.
Yeah, no, of course. Of course, guys. I mean,
I think you're doing it.
We're all.
Well,
straight.
I think you're doing it.
We're all straight friends here.
It's for your life. I mean, we're going extremes here. So.
We're all straight.
It's just like your hesitation.
Wait, let me ask this. How hot is the guy?
Yeah. Let's set up a little bit more context. So how hot is the guy? How far have I gotten in Elden Ring at this point? Like, because I still got some bosses to beat. That like,
it's like, how hot's the guy? See, that's how I know you do it. You're like, well, how hot's the guy? I mean, look, I don't want to die. Like, I'm like... Nobody's looking. Nobody's around.
Well, let's put it this way. If I was where I still was in Elden Ring, if I still had a long way to go in Elden Ring, and the guy was pretty nice to me, and he asked politely, I would probably... no, of course I wouldn't do it, guys. Come on.
I feel like you set that up, like give him a handy and just, you know, look the other way.
He's like, that's pretty dry. It's like, I swear it's my mouth, dude. Don't look at me.
Yeah, I would bring a watermelon and I'd cut a hole in it.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, I'll do it, but you gotta close your eyes.
And then you put the watermelon in your mouth.
No, it was on the watermelon. It wasn't on me, like, you know.
I would look like one of the kids from the Starburst commercials back in the day. Heads to it. That's good. No, in all honesty, yeah, I'd suck that shit.
I'm not gonna die.
I knew it. Come on, guys.
Very
good
go.
Y'all are fucking homophobic.
No, it's not.
Y'all are just like, you guys are scared of penises.
No, not at all. Just, I'm going to Von Hollow. So, I'll see you there.
I'll be there too. And when I get there, they'll be like, hey, it's the dick sucker.
I'm about to say, now you have to deal with that every day. Because we're out there fighting to the death and then eating supper together. We're all going to eat. So, hey, he sucked a dick.
Roast pig. as we're eating, like, roast pig and fighting the forces of evil. Be like,
he sucked a dick.
Remember, I was like, dude, that was 850 years ago. It's like, we're in Valhalla, bitch. Time has no meaning. As far as I'm concerned, you sucked the dick yesterday,
like,
and you're still gay.
Still the same.
Yep. That's how that's gonna go. It's like, bro, it's not homophobic. No. You're just not a faggot.
I just want my kids to know, like, your resolve needs to be Vegeta's level. No bend.
Vegeta level.
No bend.
Yeah. No, I like that. You want to be something really not gay, like a Dragon Ball Z character.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're only partially gay. You just don't show those scenes.
Oh, man. That's too funny. Hey, have you guys played Sekiro?
I have. I just started.
It reminded me a lot of this movie, actually. Like, because it's kind of that same setting, and you've got like that claw shooter thing, like that one ninja has, and a lot of the bad guys are like these kind of twisted mutant kind of things. So when I was watching, excuse me, Ninja Scroll, I was like, I feel like there's some parallels between that, but it's just a little aside for the gamers out there. What's up, gamers?
Yeah,
who are listening?
I've been gaming a lot lately, a lot more than usual. Got about 7 hours in the past week. Which is
that's not bad.
Yeah, it's pretty good for my my schedule.
I played Call of Duty Friday night. Dude, I was fucked. Like, I was pretty good. Like, I'm just getting fucking wrecked. And I'm like, okay, maybe the next game you'll do better. Dude, it took me like 12 games to like finally start getting back into like, okay, actual mode, like where I was not a super gamer, but I'm not trash. Like, and I was being trash. I'm like, my ratios are not, it's not good. The first game, bro, I was like, I think I had like 7 and like 24. Like, it was bad. Like, I was just like,
right.
It's been a while. You haven't played in a minute.
You'd probably fuck with Elden Ring or Sekiro. It's the same people that made Dark Souls.
Mm.
So it's all about getting good. Like, it's all about getting annihilated over and over until you figure out how to whip their ass.
Where are you at, Kelby? What have you done on Elden Ring so far?
I'm a level 20 confessor. I just got the jellyfish, the ghost jellyfish thing. And that's what I'm using to fight.
Can you make those things work? Those things have always been fucking worthless when I try to use them.
It's worth having for that, whatever his name is, the Fell dude.
The Fell Omen. That's such a tight name. They have like the best names for characters in this thing. It's like, you know, there's a character in Elden Ring that it's called the Loathsome Dung Eater. Shit's so fucking. It's like you can see it on the death metal cover. Yeah, exactly.
Should have just said that.
You can see it on a. Well, you know, it's a family game.
I play it with my son.
Yeah, it's cool. It's my son's first game. He moved the fucking horse around. I was like, that's it, boy. You've been indoctrinated. You're a gamer now. So Elden Ring is his first game.
Oh, it's adorable.
Yeah, he's cool. He threw my fucking sandwich on the floor today, though, so we're enemies currently.
Oh.
He's sitting in his high chair. Dude, yeah, I picked him up out of his high chair and I fucking drop kicked him across the room.
<Double mug>.
But no, yeah, he grabbed the wax paper that the sandwich was in, and I was like, what are you doing? And he just fucking went grah, like threw that shit off the table. And I watched in slow motion as my sandwich fell to the floor. And I was like, well, I guess I'll go without tonight. I guess I'm gonna eat some potato chips and go to bed.
So I have a dog. You just punch him real quick, just a little 1-2. No, you can't throw. You don't have thumbs.
Rowan's always trying to bitch me out, too. You're just going to get more and more of that as he gets older.
Yeah, because they know, right? They know you can't do anything. So they're kind of like, hey, I'm going to punch you in the nuts, or I'm going to kick you in the ass or whatever. And you can't do it back because you could put them in a hospital. If you know, with my elite kung fu skills, I could, you know, potentially, like my Bruce Lee shit. Hey, dude, how funny would it be to like Bruce Lee a little kid across a room? You know how he does that thing where he doesn't move, but he punches and people go flying? Like, imagine that, but like with a toddler. The toddler goes through a window. That shit would be so fucking funny.
That shit is funny when it happens, hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
So Marcus, what is your... Have you seen a lot of anime? Are you an anime fan?
So...
Well, let me preface this with Marcus is a black man.
So some animes I've been with since a child. I've been expanding since. But when I watch anime, like at home, usually it's pretty late on like a weekend or something. And I binge like pretty hardcore.
Right.
So I've been finishing a lot of animes here lately. It'll be like 3 days in and I'm like, it's done. Okay, guess I gotta find another one. Like, yes, I do enjoy anime more than
what have you been watching?
I watched Demon Slayer. That's the one I just finished. What else did I watch? I watched a new Netflix one that just came out. I forget what it was called. I watched Baki. Yeah, Naruto. I'm on Baruto. I'm just up to date. I mess around with Bleach every now and then. That's it. I don't know. It's hard for me to get into it.
I messed around with Bleach one time and went blind for a weekend.
Oh, yeah? So I was like, different Bleach, but sure it wasn't semen.
No. That's what the Bleach was for, to wash it.
Do you have any recommendations? I need something new to watch now.
Oh, I'm not really sure. Pretty much everything that I watch is stuff for this show because, you know, new dad and my free time is almost non-existent.
Yeah.
So... I got to tell my wife, like, honey, look, I got to watch this cartoon. because I got to talk about it with the boys later. And she's like, oh, okay. And then she questions, you know, the whole marrying me thing, which is fine. They're allowed to do that. You can question. You can just never leave or I'll kill you. You know what I mean? So like,
I was actually expecting that response. I'm not going to lie.
But yeah, no, I mean, there's some good ones. What if we've watched a few on this show. Genocyber was interesting.
That was good.
That's on YouTube. Ghost in the Shell is a classic.
Oh, you should look up Space Movie 1992. It's not the Space that's Movie not the real name, but if you have your phone, just Google it real quick. It's not gonna be anything. Right. I'm gonna show Kelby at the same time. You're finna hear Kelby laugh. I started the movie. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Bro, when I tell you, I got like 20 minutes into it, and I was like, "Okay, what? Okay."
You got 20 minutes into it.
So basically, they come from a planet with just dudes, and they're all black and gay. Since the title, they come to Earth and they're like, Earth has female creatures, and everybody's like, female creatures? Like, I'm like, so how's the reproduction go? Like, oh shit, like, that don't make sense. Like, they're all just gay black dudes, like in space, like aliens. It's I got 20 minutes in, and I was like, yeah, I shouldn't be watching this while driving home.
Be watching this.
I'm just like, there's probably something better I can do with my time. You know? Not die on the road. But yeah.
For listeners, Marcus, what is this movie called?
I'm gonna look so I don't mess it up.
Just so I don't mess it up.
Gay Niggers from Outer Space.
There we go.
That's what I mean. Yeah, it's a
That's a good
early
one.
90s was different.
Oh, dude, so much was different. So much was different, man. And you know, people used to be much more relaxed about it. You know, I talk about this a lot, usually on the podcast, right? But I feel like the answer to world peace is to actually like let white people say it again. I feel like all hate will go away if white people are allowed to say the word.
Well,
what do you think about that?
Well, this is a very in-depth conversation we're finna have. No, I'm fine, but no, I think it's
in-depth.
I don't know. It's so weird because like they're two different words. Like if a black dude called me a nigger, I'd still probably slap him. Like you know, it'd be the same reaction. But like,
well,
if Kelby calls, he's like, "What's up, nigga?" I have no thoughts. I don't even think twice. I'm just like, chilling. What are you doing? Like, I think context has a big role in it. It's not the word itself, but it's like you can call some of your friends a bitch, but you couldn't just call a random dude a bitch. Look, I just being
that's
a bitch.
It. That's,
like,
that's
but if you said that to a random person that wasn't in that crowd with you,
exactly,
you know, I could take offense.
No, thank
like,
you. That's what I'm trying to say, like, because I can call my wife baby.
But if a woman walks up to you randomly and says, "Hey, baby, your wife is probably gonna get fucking mad."
it's a problem. But like, where we're getting right now is that people have put this mystical, magical thing on it. Like the funniest shit that I saw on Twitter, right? Mm-hmm. So there's an anime, right? No, it's a manga. It's a manga, right, Kelby?
Oh, you talking about Dog Nigga?
Yeah. So there's that anime, and this guy, he's on Twitter, and he's like, "Can somebody send me the link?" He's like, "I'm not allowed to type that word. I'm white." And I was like, "You could type it in your Google, man. Like it's not magic, right? Like you're not gonna go to hell for not for typing."
I think that's just a personal problem with him. It's like say like a song. Mm-hmm. If you're just like at a random, you're at a bar, never been there, it's a bunch of black dudes, there might be some songs that you just kind of, you know when the words are coming, you just kind of refrain. But then the same car, or the same song in your car, you're going to sing wholeheartedly. Every word, every note. It's just, yeah, those people, those are attention seekers. Can somebody send me the link? I can't type it in white. Google is not racist, bro. Like Google, there's a lot of shit on there. Yeah. Like you can type whatever. Like, nobody's gonna
like Space Movie 1992.
Like, nobody's just looking at your history, bro. Like, guaranteed that's not the worst thing on there. Like,
yeah, no, for me, I just, like, whenever I stub my toe, I shouted it at the top of my lungs.
I mean, that's just that's weird. That's a weird word.
That's when I say
that's
it.
That's a weird word. I mean, it just doesn't, like, context. Like, it just doesn't make sense. It's like well, stubbing your toe and be like, sugar! Oh, sugar! Whew!
That actually is a pretty good one, too, because that has the hard R also. It's the hard R that makes it good.
It's just something that sings about the G in the middle.
It thrills you.
Like Tigger from Winnie the Pooh, you know? Like, there's a rapper. Maybe that's what Tigger. I should say instead.
You should just,
yeah, no. When, like, he used to be like when like 106 used to have like little freestyles. He was like, hey, it's Big Tigger. I'm like, oh, who made you that? Yeah, like,
I remember who, Big Tigger popping up.
And all the names in the world. You want somebody.
Hey, yo, like, no, listen, it's MC Cinderella. What's up? Like, yeah,
that's not
that
bad.
Not good either.
That'd be Lion. MC Cinderella.
You do MC Cinderella?
Yeah. I just shoot a lot of people.
Okay.
Cinderella? I'd be like, Cinderella still got the Glock, homie. Like, instead of a shoe, the Glock fit. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, shit. You could do a lot of wordplay with the Cinderella.
If the Glock fit. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
But yeah, Tigger, it's just, what are you getting at, bro? Like, Tigger? It's not a good name.
I don't know.
Fuck the racism. It's just not a good name. Like, it's just like, you didn't think about that one a lot, did you? No.
Do you think that's what Tigger is supposed to represent?
No.
He's like really good at jumping.
No. I think that was just a bad name. He's good at jumping. He seems pretty fast. You know, he's black.
He's got the deepest voice out of all of them.
Yeah, that he does. I don't think think there's any connection there.
It's all the people in the Hundred Acre Woods are people with disabilities.
Oh yeah.
So there's Eeyore is depressed. Mm-hmm. Winnie the Pooh is retarded.
Yeah.
And Tigger is black. So that's the.
Okay.
Marcus fell over laughing. He dropped the...
Okay. I can see how that would be a curse on you in the middle of the woods. But that's probably why I didn't live in the city no more. The circus act was just too hard. It's too much pressure.
Oh, I've had... This is a good chuckle. I haven't had a good chuckle like this in a while. This is good. Ninja Scroll. Now, we're pretty much done with that. I think we've talked about Ninja Scroll enough.
Yeah, it's not much to the movie.
So, there's not a lot to say about it.
There's not a lot to say about it. So how did you and Kelby meet each other?
We met each other at this giant orgy party that we used to go to.
Oh, nice.
No, I'm playing. We worked at a shop together. And he's like... I'd worked maybe like 2 months there, and all of a sudden this tatted up, 80-pound sketch ass dude with like a buzz cut just walks in, and they're like, "Hey, he's gonna work with us," and I'm like, "Hey, let me go lock my doors real quick. I'm about to do that." And then it was kind of weird because like we just kind of look at each other, wouldn't really talk unless we had to. It was like a very weird vibe. And then we got stuck cleaning some gutters, so we were stuck on a roof for 8 hours, and the gutters were disgusting. So like through the disgust of gutters and the disgust of hitting on plane, God, we just got to talking, and then we just like hit it off. And from there, from that day, we've always had butt sex. I mean, good friendship.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's a tale as old as time. I'm telling you. You know, tale as old as time. Well, that's good. I'm trying to think if there's anything else we want to touch on for the episode. Kelby, you got anything else?
Midget lives matter.
Yeah.
MLK.
Yeah.
I guess that MLM.
That's true.
They do matter. Only like the thick ones, like the weird looking ones. They don't matter. You know, it's just the one that you see. You're like, maybe.
Marcus has this thing about wanting to fuck a midget.
One time. I just want to see. One time. It's good.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Because you can put them in a suitcase.
I just feel like it'd be fun. Like it'd be something different. You know?
Yeah, it would be something different for sure.
3'6", big old booty. Just pick her up.
Right.
Just like throw her up.
Yeah,
jump into her literally. Like.
Yeah, they got that weird, like, you know, kind of like the Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters. Their bodies are kind of like,
yeah,
that, you
yeah.
know, or like the Michelin Man. Yeah. They have like, they have rings. That's how you know how old they are. Like how many rings?
Oh my god! Oh my god! I wasn't expecting that one.
No, I could see it, man. I could see it.
One time, it's kind of like a bucket list thing, like.
Yeah, or like a chick with one leg.
I don't know about that one. That just seems like a handicap I'm not ready to deal with. Your angles
I like,
would be
I like
crazy.
That you're like, that's...
But yeah, no.
Yeah, the angles I'm really good would be crazy.
That makes me sound like if I meet somebody with one leg, it's out the picture. Like, no, it's not a bucket list thing. It's more of like if it happens, it happens thing.
Because you could have sex with the one legged girl, and then as a trophy, you could steal her leg as you leave in the night.
I would definitely do that. Like, bring that 100%. Prosthetic that's coming with me.
Yeah,
I'll never see her again.
And just put it up on your wall.
Like it's a trophy.
Like a fish.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Like a big, you could take a big mouth Billy Bass and just put the leg on there instead. Yeah. So the leg is singing, take me through the river.
Why is like, anybody ask, like, why do you have that? A token. I feel like if I had one leg, I'd probably let myself go. Probably be a slob.
Probably. I mean, why not? Your life is pretty much over if you lose a leg. So.
Well,
especially when you lose both of them. Some of them, they try to play like basketball.
Do you imagine playing them and being the one person on the court that can run?
I would dunk on all of them.
Thank you, bro. There's no way I'm losing this, bro. Like, I don't give a shit. I will put the brakes on your fucking shit. Run, Bob. Just lock the brakes in. Like,
dude, you'd have to dunk, and then after you successfully dunk, you just start river dancing.
I would do everything. I'd start like high kneeing. Crossovers, like, oh, you know, if you could do this, you might be able to win. But yeah, I'd probably be a horrible person. Like, I might feel bad about it afterwards.
Or you lose, they're like great basketball players, but you're just still doing all that
I'll
shit.
Fuck
like,
one
yeah,
of them motherfuckers. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you just get dusted. It's like, hey, watch this. Stands up.
It's like, I still win.
I still win because I can walk out of this.
Yeah, I fucking hate people who are missing limbs. What's their fucking problem?
Yeah, it's probably they're just missing something. I don't know. It's just they're just lacking something that a normal human.
Like they're
being
not real
have.
People
yeah.
anymore.
Yeah, like
yeah exactly.
Took away, yeah.
probably our best episode yet.
I'd love to take credit for that episode.
Yeah, you're definitely a part of it. I mean, I feel like, you know, normally it's like me carrying Kelby on my back.
Yeah.
So it feels good.
Nice to have another comedian in the house.
Yeah, you know, hopefully I can come back again. Did enjoy, or I am enjoying those.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, my Taz cam might need new batteries soon, but if y'all just hanging out and drinking, we should talk for like 3 hours so Kelby has to cut it down to an hour. That'd be really funny.
It'd be hilarious if I just keep it 3 hours.
Just keep it. Nah, see, I had to.
By the end of it, we just get to some, like, by the end of it, we're just saying, like, so, I mean, like, they do run the media, though. I mean.
Yeah, yeah, no, I have to watch how I drink. There was one podcast me and Kelby did that I got a little too tipsy. And when that came out, I had a few females that were not happy with me because I started talking some shit.
And then he was like, Kelby, what the fuck? And I was like, bro, it's the show. It had to go up.
Yeah, that shit bit me in the ass. Yeah. I don't get drunk on podcasts no more.
Yeah, you have to pretend. You have to pretend like it's live.
Yeah.
You know, you have to just like assume that everything you're saying is going to be on the mic, which is why I was tiptoeing around the N word because I don't want my wife to find out that I said that word because I'd be in so much trouble.
Oh yeah,
I'd be in so much trouble. Bro.
Yeah, he's like, not worried about anybody else but his wife.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a good one to worry about.
No, for real, like she scares me, and she's got you know, she's got all the power in the relationship. So yeah. You know, what am I supposed to do?
Put a belt on.
I like having sex. Yeah, put a belt on.
I'm sorry. But no, I was saying how I'm with this one, but also with this one. But this one doesn't know that I'm with this one, but that one knows that I'm with the other one. And like I started like you know, trade secrets started getting out. And I thought Kelby was going to be a good friend and cut it out. And he did not. And both of them knew I was doing it and knew when it came out. So they both listened to it. And that was an awkward.
They saw you.
It was bad for like they saw a couple weeks. Yeah.
You were shouting it out on Instagram. Yeah. You're like, hey, everybody,
I'm with all these bitches. Like, it was not good.
Marcus is like, yeah, so they listened to the podcast. And I was just like, what'd they think?
Yeah,
he's like, I'm kind of in trouble now. I'm just like, why? I don't get it. I didn't really listen to it before I posted it. I just, you know, figured it was good. I had a good time. So
yeah. Surprisingly, I didn't get in there. Like, they weren't that mad. Like, they should have both probably stopped fucking with me. And they didn't. They were just upset.
Oh, wow.
So it was like 2 weeks. I had to, like, make time to go get sushi and shit. Like, go on a couple dates. And you know, I had to kind of work it back. But I was surprised they weren't more mad than they were. That's why you don't lie to females. They'll treat you like God if you just tell the truth. Doesn't matter how horrible it is. For example, there's a girl that works up where I work. The shop and the coffee house are connected.
Careful. So, careful.
I can't get fired. I'm good. I'm good. But now there's one. And we started just talking, chopping it up. Well, I just tell her like all these stories about me being a horrible human being. Just an absolute whore with only regard on what I want. Doesn't matter how many hearts or like minds I fuck up. No, none of that. I'm telling her the whole rundown. Now she wants to like date. Because right. I just never lied.
No,
like,
it makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, look, this is what happened. I'm not going to lie. No reason. And then she's like, I know it's bad, but he didn't lie. He could have just said something. I'm like, you realize this happened. Like, this is a true story. Like, you know, I'll tell you, if you tell the truth to a female, she'll treat you like gold.
But it's also you're also giving the impression that there's something there to fix, and they love fixing stuff.
Yeah, maybe that's sure. Maybe that's why they stay so long.
No, dude, I'm dead serious, man. No, it's 100% true, man. Like if you give the impression that like that you're a project, they'll make you the project, basically.
I just feel like our project views are much different because they're like, I can make him a fine young man. I'm like, I'm going to fuck you 3 times and never talk to you again. And I tell him that. Like,
that's my project.
Like, I look. Because there was a time, like, I had an out-of-state relationship. And I would walk up, like, if any females, and I'd be like, look, I have a girlfriend. I'm not going to leave my girlfriend. So there would be times I have to go and be in another state with my girlfriend. If you're still down, I'm down.
Mm-hmm.
Worked every time. I don't know why. Like, they didn't give a shit. Right. But then they'd get mad at me.
It's just it's seen as a challenge. Everybody thinks that they're the exception.
Yeah. They are, you know? All of them thought they were going to make me break up with her. They were all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I told them. Right. I'm like, no, I'm good where I'm at. They're like, we'll see.
Well,
I'm
actually.
Like, okay.
Yeah, when you're at the pearly gates and God is talking to you, he's going to say, well, you didn't lie.
Yeah.
So
big homie should have gave me the game. That's what I'm saying. He was like, why'd you do that? You gave me this game, not me. It's your fault. You knew this path.
I was born this way.
You knew the path I was going.
That always used to be a question that I had, and it would stump everybody in church. I would say, wait a minute. So if God knows everything, the past, present, and the future, then he knows that he made me and that I was going to sin, and then he was going to send me to hell. So he made me knowing that I was going to go to hell? That's fucked up.
Or it's a big and joke to all him. He's probably pretty funny. Like.
Or the preachers would be like, oh, no, that's no, it's different because
that's all you got to do.
Free will. And I'd be like, no, because if he knows the past, present, if he knows the future, he knows whether I'm going to ask for forgiveness or not. So that doesn't change anything. Mm. Nobody could ever answer that question.
Yeah, I can.
Nobody
be the
could.
Worst person you would How's possibly that? Be. Have the most fun. Fuck everybody.
Yeah. Might as well.
No, I think church misses a big point. Like, they like try to make you seem like that. I'm like, or you could just be a good person, like a decent human being.
Right.
Like, am I going to be the extra? No. But if a pedophile's getting jumped, I might go swing a couple times in there on my way home. Pulls over, a couple stomps. Right. It's a good person move right there. Like,
that is a good person move. Also, where are you living that pedophiles are randomly being beaten in public?
I wish I was there.
That's pretty
like,
cool.
I would definitely move. Like, this is a thing. You're just rolling home one day, like, oh, pedophile. Throws in park, hops out, gets a couple stomps in, gets back in the car. Honey, you know what I just did?
I love this idea that there's just a place, a magical place, where, you know, there are just these guys out in public. Whenever you, I like the idea also of Marcus just seeing somebody getting violently beaten, and he's like, "Ooh, a pedophile!" And then just,
yeah, it's like, how do you know?
You know.
Oh, he's wearing those glasses.
You can kind of look at the crowd, see what's going on. Like, if it's a fight, like, they're jumping, nobody's going to be like, "I can't believe you." Oh, they're just going to be fighting. When you hear that, like, "How could you? I can't believe you." I'm spitting off. Cool, possessed, too. But no, the government actually, and I think it was like late 80s, early 90s, they thought about having a town that, like, once you got convicted as a pedophile, you had to move to that town and you had to stay there. Like, that was punishment. It was a town full of pedophiles. And then I think they thought, like, if all the pedophiles were in one place, this would be Call of Duty in real life. Like, you'd get the boys like, "Hey, let's roll," because, like, they don't have guns. They can't do none of that, bro. Like,
I gotta blow off some steam.
It's a fucking, yeah, it's like, "Hey, man, I've had a rough week. Let's go. We're a pedo town. Grab your shit." You just go slaughter a bunch of pedophiles. They come back home. Like, "Honey, I had a great weekend with the boys."
I feel like that would make America so great.
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Now that's how we make America great again.
Oh, for sure.
We just put all the pedos in one place, and just somebody gets a fucking, what do you call those things? Steamroller? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? One of those big things.
That's not fun. It's too fast. Do we take a gun?
Steamroller? Yeah, you start from the legs with a steamroller. With a gun, you can shoot him in the head, and that's it. Boom.
That's why you gotta take a .22. Steamroller, so you gotta shoot him 18 times and then watch him flail.
Okay.
We're coming here for entertainment. Why not? We're not coming here. Do you really want to get
tough? What about machetes? Machetes could do that. You could bring a machete.
Yeah, but like, imagine, like, you go to swing and a dude just reaches out and just grabs your chest and slides his hand, and like, "Oh, it's gonna fuck you up. It's gonna fuck you up. It's gonna make you go, what? Wait, whoa, sir, I am not a child."
That's true, because then you become a pedophile.
Yeah, nah.
It's like a zombie movie.
Now
it's like
you're a zombie in with movie. Us. Yeah, it's too late.
But like, it's like, did one of them touch Marcus? Did he touch you? Did he touch? And then
you start crying. And Marcus,
we find Marcus in a corner looking at pictures of like Disney Channel kids.
Take it away. Take the phone away.
And then somebody's. And then it's like the Wesley Snipes in New Jack City. Like the tears running down our cheeks. We gotta pull the trigger.
Oh my god, that made me think of a movie, The Mist. That's such a terrible ending. Like,
oh, when he kills the kid.
It's a sad ending.
Yes, it's super sad. Like, you murk your like significant other, your kids, and then you look out and it's the army there to save you, and you're like.
I thought that was like one of the cruelest endings I'd ever seen.
Like,
I was like, that's just, like, that's, it's just mean.
I'm like, you might as well just take yourself, bro. I get it. Just, but what you just did, just knock yourself off, because.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want to live with that. Like, and the fact that it was right after, like, it wasn't like a couple days or no, it was right after. As soon as he's like, "Poof, I just shot my kid, army." Like, if I'd have waited 5 minutes, if somebody would have argued me for five more minutes, we'd have been good. Everybody would have been fine. Like, oh man, very cool, very cool.
There's some stuff that I've noticed actually, because you said that would be a hard thing to live with, and that's also what you said when you said you wouldn't suck antidote out of a man's penis. You wouldn't want to live with it. So that's interesting to me. So basically, life for you is valuable insofar as it has a kind of meaning. That's what I'm getting from that.
Basically,
like, you can't live if you. You know, suck penis or shoot your child in the face.
Yeah. Basically, if I don't have like constant thoughts of like regret, like, or just the notion like you really suck the, like, you be making breakfast, making eggs, like, you really suck the dick.
do you have feelings of regret about things?
No.
That's why he's still alive. As soon as he regrets something, he's out.
It's not really like life. It's just kind of a dumb decision I made with my school, like my college shit. I switched majors. I'm like, maybe shouldn't have did that.
Right, but there's no like waking up from being drunk and being like, oh fuck.
Oh no, man, no, dude, whatever happened. I must have been to some point. Man.
So it's air. That we've been friends for a hot minute now, and he has no regrets.
Except Kelby.
Kelby, do you have regrets, Kelby?
Nope.
No, really? Nothing?
Oh.
The fuck is that supposed to be?
None? Sure.
Nah. Last year let me hear, so I'm good.
That's a good answer.
That's a good attitude. That's a good attitude.
I remember one time when I was in elementary, I was like helping this dude do backflips. So like I cross my hands, like throw him up. And the moment like he left my hands, a girl walked out and took his shoe directly to the face. All the way down. It looked like some anime shit. Like it was crazy. He did a whole backflip and landed on her face. And everybody was like, oh my God. I'm like, if there's a crowd of people, and for some reason that everybody in the crowd, nobody is containing this very, like a hall. Like, you know, it's like open. Why would you walk through it? Like, I don't know why nobody's standing right here. Like, that's not my fault. She should have paid attention.
That's interesting. My friend actually has a similar theory about life where if somebody gets mad at him, like say they loan him money, he doesn't pay him back or something like that, and then they get mad at him. His whole thing is like, well, you know me.
I would not be his
friend. Why did you do that? No, I was just trying to think of an example off the top of my head. He's not the kind of guy who like borrows money and doesn't pay it back. But like if he does something stupid when he's drunk or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
if he's at somebody's house and he leaves, let's say, an Upper Decker. Again, this is just a hypothetical. It's not something that I think.
Yeah, you know your friends. I get that.
But like,
you know me.
But he'd be like, you know, why did you invite me, and why did you give me all that tequila? Right? You knew what would happen if you gave me that tequila.
So like, I might be a contradiction to myself, but it's like, why'd you give me all that tequila? You're an adult, man. You don't take four shots like everybody else and just cool. Like, no one told you to take 12 shots,
well, no,
man. Like,
that is a contradiction.
It is.
Right?
It is.
Because you just said that a girl getting hit in the face with a shoe wasn't.
No, it was a whole person. It wasn't a shoe. Like, it was a whole person. Like, he landed on her face. Like, it was bad.
Yeah.
She cried a lot.
Yeah. So this is cool. This is our first sociopath guest.
Yeah, yeah.
This is awesome.
So, like, I have a funny story about that. So, sociopath.
About being a sociopath.
So, like, you know, it was the day I realized it. Like, so my English teacher, I had a really smart, like, legit level, like, IQ. She a genius. Has it fucking on her wall. Like, her IQ thing.
Me too.
Well, she no. Anywho.
I wrote it in crayon.
One day she was, she asked this question. And it was like one of the questions they use to determine if you're a sociopath. And it was like, these two sisters, their mother dies. Well, one of the sister meets her dream guy. A week later, her sister dies. Why?
Because it was the sister's husband.
No. Yeah. She wanted to see him again.
Oh,
I was like,
that's scary.
No, see, because I thought I was smart. I was like, I got it. And I like raised up and I told her the answer. She was like, yeah, that's right. It then everything kind of switched. I was like, so that's a test to see if people are sociopaths. I was like, well, that took the excitement out of it. I was like,
It's like, he comes to these family funerals.
Yeah. If you go deeper, it's like, if you're both of the family, like that's.
Like, aren't you related?
Yeah. Like, something's weird there. Anyways, but yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. But it's really simple. You just don't feel guilty. Like,
right.
But the thing is, it gets weird because you know right from wrong. Like, you know, like, if I just walk up to like a 5-year-old, I mean, full power, crow hop, deck a little dude in the face, I'm not going to feel bad. Mm-hmm. I knew I was wrong. Like, you know, like, you're not supposed to just.
Oh, that's interesting.
I was a 5-year-old.
That's interesting. So, okay. So, what I'm hearing is that you understand the difference between right and wrong, but hypothetically, if you do the wrong thing, you don't feel bad.
Yeah, no. I don't really feel bad.
Okay.
Like how you just caught to be a sociopath instead of like, he's like, yeah, but like, y'all got it twisted.
I'm just saying. To tell y'all what it is.
Let me give this perspective that is not often given the spotlight.
Yeah. Nobody wants to admit it. I will.
I think it's interesting. If I could feel no guilt about things, I'd do it. if there was a, like, I don't know, some kind of brain surgery, somebody could give me a little COVID test, put a swab up my nose, and like kill that part of my feeling, I'd do it. I'd do that shit in a heartbeat.
It'd get boring though. Because like, I think like that mindset is like, well, I'd never feel, I'd do whatever. I'd never feel bad. You still know if you're wrong. Like, your mind still knows. Mm-hmm. You just don't feel guilty. It's like, I just wish I could change it. You'll just sit there and be like, damn, it's kind of fucked up. Ain't gonna lie. Eats a sandwich. Like, that's kind of fucked up. Maybe I shouldn't have murdered their whole family. Where's my dip? You dip a chip like that. It's crazy, man.
Like, yeah. That's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
That is interesting. Well, fellas, I got to bounce because my kid is, he won't let me put him down. But that means that it's bedtime. So it's been fun. Thank you for your time. Oh, yeah. And, dude, yeah, I mean, like, for real, like, come back whenever.
Yeah, for sure. I'll be back very soon.
All right. Excellent. All right, later, dudes. I'll send this to you, Kelby.
Later.
Okay, right, bye. Later.